This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook feed and comment on what we're talking about on the air. I have a special guest with me tonight, the one and only Joe Semiarna from The Reality Check, all the way calling in from Australia. And we've decided to talk about left-wing lunacy tonight on the show. Thank you, Joe, for joining me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is you're doing over there. G'day, America. Hi, Kim.
Hi. So, talk to me about what you think about this caravan that's making its way over to the U.S. border and is going to break its way through.
Well, I'm a bit of a historian, Kim, so I look back at things that have happened in the past and resemble things. So I just want to bring up this. I don't know if anyone else has, but do you remember back in the 80s the Mariel boat lift?
I don't.
You don't remember that? When everyone left from Cuba and came to America, and 125,000 Cubans reached Florida.
I don't remember. I was very young.
Well, I stumped you there. See, I read books. But that happened back in 1980, and they all gained to seek asylum. And firstly, it was 10,000 Cubans that tried to leave. And the Cuban government announced that anyone who wants to go can do so. And that's what happened to Jimmy Carter. And the same thing's happening now to President Trump. And everyone was saying, you know, this needs to be done. Let them in. 10,000 became 125,000 by the time they reached Florida because they merged. It was called the Mariel boatlift crisis. And that's just exactly the same thing. Exactly.
Yeah, now because they're now saying there's another caravan coming and, you know, they're just going to keep on coming and coming.
Of course.
If we let them in.
Of course. And you know what they're saying? When we're getting your news here down under, and we're all just shaking our heads thinking, why is it racist if you don't let them do something? Because the media tells you, because the liberals tell you, or the celebrities tell you on TV shows. They say, well, they know the law. Who cares what they say? This is the constitutional law. You're not allowed. You can't just do that.
Right.
I mean, even Corleone. Don Corleone, remember? He came in through Ellis Island.
Yes.
You know, what's wrong with this process? Why is everyone thinking of mob rules? The bigger you shout, you're going to get everything you want. you're going to have everyone getting free housing, free medical, free hospital, free schooling, free education. And what are the homeless people in America who have nothing going to get? They don't get that.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. You have thousands of people coming over here. And in the meantime, we have homeless veterans. We have homeless families. We have homeless children. We have issues in our own country that affect Americans and legal immigrants that we aren't dealing with or we can't deal with. And we're going to let thousands of random people in from another country because they demand to have what we have? That's ridiculous. Yeah.
But this all started with Obama in 2008. And even just recently, you had people whinging and saying on the media, look what Trump did. Look at these poor kids in cages who weren't even kept in cages. It was just, they were, you remember that? It was fake. The thing was, the media doesn't care to report any true journalism anymore. But the thing was, Obama, that was Obama's kids in cages. And Trump got the blame for that.
Of course.
We were watching
we're watching your shows,
even the awards, the Academy Awards and then the Emmy Awards. And we have Robert DeMoron come out and say that what he said about Trump. And we're all sitting there thinking, what? We're not used to that. What is it? We'll be able to swear on mainstream primetime television. And that's going to shock you. You know, that's what they do. That's what he did. We were sitting here watching it at 8:30, you know, with our grandmothers and watching him. And Trump comes, Robert DeMoron comes on and said that. And we're like, what? But then, you know, got Kimmel and Colbert and May, you know, and The View. It's just constant. We're not stupid. We can see this. If anyone's ever watched Sky News Down Under, or if you can see their Facebook pages, you can see what rhetoric we're saying, which is totally opposite to what you guys are saying over there on your mainstream. But I don't know. I think it's because Obama actually, remember he actually put in that regulation where you can't go around investigating journalists on any officials, otherwise you can get jail time for it. And remember there was a big march about journalists and free journalism and investigative journalism, had a big march about it. Back when Obama's, you know, and that's when it all changed. So maybe it's saying, we'll investigate you, we'll work with you. And it's just become a propaganda media.
The mainstream media is nothing but a propaganda arm for the left in the Democrat Party in this country now. I mean, you can just look at the stories that they write and you can verify what they're saying isn't true or isn't all the facts. And they don't get that in the age of the internet. We all can do that. That's why we have citizen journalists who actually are better investigative journalists than half the people getting paid to do it full time.
Yes, because we don't want to cherry pick the news. We want to look at the whole full story. We're not that silly anymore.
Right. Well, it's beyond that. Don't go away. We'll be right back in a minute with Joe Siminarna talking about more of the left-wing lunacy in the U.S. from an Aussie perspective. We'll be right back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Welcome back to The Real Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check us out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined by Reality Check's Joe Simiarna from the Thunder from Down Under, and we are talking about all things left-wing lunacy in the U.S. Joe, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me. And guess what? You know, you're all very feared down under.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Why
you're
is
known
that?
As a witch.
I'm known as a witch here, people. Too.
Now, and thank you for having me on and letting Joe have a break on the real side so we can go and clean the roof tiles or the mess your flying monkeys left behind. And
hey, I only send my flying monkeys out.
I'm going to say happy birthday to you. Should I sing happy birthday to you?
No, you don't have to do that.
Oh, come on. You know, I'll get Trevor to sing it, but no, okay. Well, it's your birthday, and it's already down under. It's your birthday. I've eaten your cake. It was beautiful. I've left you a little piece.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Happy birthday, Kimberly. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I know I'm older down there already than I am here.
Yeah, you look good for 60, but that's what happens when you become a witch. You can
have all these potions.
You know, those potions.
I am 29. I am 29 for the rest of my life. That's all there is to it. So I wanted to talk with you about the left-wing lunacy because you're seeing it, and you're not, you know, I'm here, so I see it here, and I'm thoroughly disgusted and whatever. But you're seeing it from, you know, the other side of the world, and you're seeing these mobs, you're seeing these idiots banging on the Supreme Court doors. You're seeing these people, you know, harassing others at restaurants. What do you think of all these lunatics that are on the loose in the United States, all because they didn't win an election?
I thought I was actually watching an episode from Walking Dead. I saw what they were doing on the Kavanaugh hearings, banging on the doors, let me in, and just repeating themselves in those chants. That was freaky and spooky. The leader was saying these lines, and they just repeat them like they were brainwashed. That was crazy. We were watching, they were laughing, and we were thinking, this can't be real. This is a joke. Come on. People really do that?
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the U.S. Mm-hmm.
No, it used to be great. What happened to America now? You're not even allowed to wave the flag. You're not even allowed to say your declaration of in schools anymore. What's going on there? Why is everything abnormal becoming normal and opposite is becoming positive? Why?
It's the Twilight Zone. I swear to God, some days I wake up and I see what the left is doing and I think I'm in the Twilight Zone.
Did CERN turn on some kind of antimatter machine over there in France and we all went into an alternative universe? Because that's what it is. We can't believe it. You've got Congresswoman Mad Maxine Waters over there asking people to come and harass them and get them out of houses and get them out of gas stations and restaurants and chase them away. And civil, you can't be uncivil. Hillary's even calling for that. Now, we won't be uncivil until we get elected. This is, to me, it's like Selma, Alabama all over again, but reversed. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really insanity, and you would think, you know, I understand they don't like that Trump was elected. They don't like that Hillary lost the election. They thought it was in the bag. I get that. But you would think after being in mourning or, you know, stomping their little feet like Veruca Salt after a month, they would, you know, pull up their pink girl panties and just try to make it better and give something for voters to want to vote for them for. But they've done no such thing.
No. Trump is not my president, okay? I'll just say that right now because I live in Australia.
Obviously, yeah.
But we can see that the Democrats, this is what we've become, they're known over here as the demon rats or whatever. But they haven't done anything constructive since they were even in anything, since Trump was elected. All they've done was block everything. And now, anything, yep. I mean, they just condemn anything to do with Trump. It doesn't matter. He could actually ask for something they want, and they'll say, no, we don't want it. You know, he could rescue a dying kid out of a burning building, and they'll go on the news and say he didn't do it soon enough. He could discover the cure for cancer and say he didn't do it soon enough. He could have saved more millions. That's the lunacy that's going on over there.
Yeah.
And the world is watching.
And that's, you know, they're saying that, oh, the world, Trump's an embarrassment to the world. No, they're the embarrassment to the world because everyone is watching their childish, outlandish, violent behavior because they didn't get their way. And they think that's acceptable.
And what's this Antifa thing? That we saw this breaking news a couple of weeks back. What was it, last week, where they had them in Portland redirecting traffic and banging on cars and shouting out obscenities because, you know, they But the police just stood there and just watched.
What? That's because
what's going on?
The politicians in Seattle, I mean in Portland, are left-wing idiots. That's why. They let them abuse other American citizens.
This is playground sophomore, you know, primary education playground tactics, this is.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like us, we're going to do something to you. We won't let you be friends with this or on our team. And then it's childish. It is. It's kindergarten stuff. But these are people.
Actually,
this is
kindergartners behave better.
Elect these people, and they're getting paid a lot of money and take a lot of endorsements, and they don't get checked, and they act like this. I mean, we've got our own fair share over here. You know, just recently we had this vote, is it okay to be white? And all the senators didn't like
what?
This one senator and said, no, we don't like that. And then it backfired now. Because they didn't like that one senator saying it. The point of the matter was a lot more important to Australians than what this senator had or what all these liberal people had to say. Think about this senator. Because it backfired now. And now over there, it's
right.
Like you've got people shouting down people because they're white.
Yep. And that's the thing. It's you're right. Everything's backwards. Everything is backwards and upside down. You know, the people who claim they're the most tolerant, the left, are actually the most intolerant people in this entire country and the entire world, actually. But, if we're just talking about the U.S., they are the most intolerant people. Because if you don't disagree with them, they will shout you down, call you names, act violently towards you. They will do everything possible to hurt you if you disagree with them.
That's it.
And you know what? We'll be right back. We'll continue talking about the left-wing loons in the U.S. with Joe Semiarna. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump opened a campaign rally in Wisconsin by condemning the mail bombs sent to half a dozen Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation, and we will find those responsible, and we will bring them to justice.
Critics say the president bears some of the blame for creating a political climate that could spark violence. The president said that acts of violence won't be tolerated. But Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi say those words ring hollow in light of the president's rhetoric of supporting neo-Nazis. And CNN President Jeff Zucker said that there's a total lack of understanding at the White House about the seriousness of their attacks on the media. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. I am joined tonight by Joe Simiarna from The Reality Check, and he happens to be very in tune with what's going on in the U.S., even though he's from down under. And we're talking about the left-wing lunatics in the U.S. Thank you again for joining me tonight, Joe.
Thank you, Miss Kimberly. Yes. Hi, you know it's Halloween this week. Did you know that Michigan? Next week. Did you know that Michigan's already banned things for Halloween? Costumes and
Don't tell me they banned costumes?
Yeah. And now, you know how they got this new Halloween mask thing coming out, this Halloween movie? Well, now they've banned clowns and It and, you know, Stephen King's It because that came out this year. And now there's some clown masks out there for Stephen King's remake It. And they've banned them because the councilors and everybody in town in Michigan State said that's too scary. And it triggers people.
Well, I kind of agree because it triggers me.
It's just because you don't like spiders or clowns, you know.
I know.
I mean, but last time, what was it, when the elections were on, they were talking about Pocahontas and Mexican outfits,
God.
And you couldn't wear blackface or do anything. It's like, come on.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
The left
you know,
is totally
triggered when they have the Folsom Fair down there in San Francisco. That doesn't bother anybody.
No, that's quite all right.
Does.
No, you're right. They try to make, they take the fun out of everything. Now, somebody was, Kirsten Powers was saying, who, I don't know if you know who she is, she's a left winger, here, who's a pundit, and she also writes, and she's not so bad, but she said something about Halloween, and, oh, you're just, people are just mad because they can't appropriate the culture that blah, 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 blah. Shut up! It's Halloween. It's okay to dress up and be someone else or appreciate someone else's culture. I mean, they're just destroying and taking the fun out of everything.
Exactly.
What are people supposed to dress
up
as crayons?
They're trying to ban words associated with men now, because it's apparently in America it's bad to be a man, it's even worse to be a white man. So even Spider-Man is getting hit on, and you can't have Spider-Man outfits over there. And even Stan Lee, the creator of Spider-Man, said, no, I didn't call it Spider-Woman or Spider-Boy, I called it Spider-Man. But everyone just jumps on this PC nonsense, and it becomes hysterical, guilt-shaming on social media and everybody else with your actors and their Hollywood celebrities endorsing it. So everyone goes, oh, yeah, we better do that, it's the right thing. Same with this caravan coming up now. It's you're bad if you don't like it, you know. You've got a guilt shaming you into hysterics with everything.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And you know what's funny is they want to ban things with the word man in it. Well, when are you going to ban the word woman? Because that has the word man in it.
You just go around calling everybody woes.
I mean, that's their logic is so ridiculous. They make absolutely no sense. But yet everybody's supposed to pay attention to them because they're woke.
Woke, eh?
They're the woke
they're
ones.
They're not woke. They're woke. No. What if they stop playing Pokemon all of a sudden and they're woke? They're still walking around with their phones, listening to Siri, whatever tells them. But you have these people over there like Pelosi and what's his name, Chuck Schumer? You can find so many YouTube videos on him talking about other policies for the ones that are present. Like, remember how he was crying and pretending to cry with those Islamic people behind him who Trump wouldn't let them in because of the country ban?
Yeah.
And then he was saying again later on in Obama's administration, no, we can't let them in. We can't let them in. We've got to vet them first. See, they were hypocrites. And you got Pelosi. Yep. What's she doing?
Oh, I call them out for being hypocrites on a daily basis, and they get so angry, and their supporters, their sheep supporters, get so angry that I call out them for being hypocrites. I have their words, what they said before, or their actions, or their votes, and now they're saying this. Are you serious right now? Yeah.
They're double downing. Just now, Trump actually put a tweet out, and actually our journalist actually put this up on national television news because we thought this is a joke, you know, this is hilarious. He actually put up a clip from Obama saying no immigrants are allowed to come in here unlawfully, blah blah blah, and he says I totally agree with Obama 100%. We all watched this on the TV here and we were like, yeah, this is, and it adds to the nonsense and the craziness that we see America becoming. You know, and a lot of people here are starting to, you know, get a bit irked off about the Americans around them. You know, like we had a lot of people here recently from your summer holidays who came here on a cruise around June, July, and they were protesting and holding hands and saying, this is offensive, this is racist, this is that. The poor Aborigine, look at him out there. I mean, this is in the harbour and blocking traffic. We've had traffic truckies grab people and throw them over the railing and land in the harbour below. That's how bad it's got, and we got fed up with it.
So you have idiots from the U.S. protesting
in they came here. I don't know who paid for them to come here. I don't know who paid for them to come here, but, yeah, they all came on a cruise ship, and they're about teens. They're all teenagers, I noticed. They're never anyone over 50 with common sense. They're all teenagers here. We're going to stop this. This is offensive, and it's got nothing to do what they're protesting about for Australia. It's about the Kavanaugh hearings, I think it was, and they were protesting and shaming this, and it's offensive that, and free speech and all this, and it wasn't free speech. They're blocking the road. So truckies would get fed up. And say, I'm just going to get him and get rid of him. You know, throw him out for the idiots. You don't block a road train with 8 trailers, you know. You're not going to end up well after that. They can't stop it.
Right? Well, this is the thing. This is what always gets me. These people want to practice their free speech, which they have every right to do. I'm all for it. I will protect their right to practice free speech. But it does not become free. It's no longer free speech when they are infringing upon the freedoms of others to practice their freedom or free speech, etc. That's what these idiots are really, the fascists, because they try to shut down the free speech of anyone they disagree with. They are either willfully ignorant, completely stupid, or they know they're doing it and don't care. Because you don't shut down other people. You don't shut down free speech. You can fight against it with other words and other speech, but you don't shut it down, especially not with violence.
It's the same with the Berkeley universities and the Charlottesville stuff that was happening. Like, because you don't agree with us, we're going to get violent and start doing things. And then you had the Antifa saying that if the Republicans get in and win that, take the House, they're going to start acts of violence. Now you got this bomb stuff going around there. We've got a different take on that. Yeah, I don't know if you want to hear it, but that's just our way of, it's just too convenient. I mean, okay, the bombs and everything were real and they were functional, but it's just too convenient how they were placed and nobody saw anything and how they got there. And then CNN was the first ones to go, oh, look at us dramatizing everything and evacuating the building and pull the fire alarm just when they were on air and talking about that exact topic. It just seemed a bit too organized for us, and we thought, come on, with all the stuff that we've been seeing with the Democrats doing, this just looks like another, you know, and,
right.
Come on, it's fake hoaxes. I mean, look, you know.
No, it is very, very odd, to say the least, because these packages weren't actually mailed. They just sort of appeared. It happened at a time when Democrats were losing some, you know, points, losing support because of their mob mentality that's going on across the country and has been for the past couple of years. It just seemed a little bit convenient, too convenient. But at the beginning of the hour, the first hour, I talked a little bit about that. I'm like, just, we need to stop. This isn't a way to argue against something. We don't have room for violence like this in this country. We are not a third world country. If you don't like someone's political ideology, go to the ballot box and vote. If you don't like what someone's saying, use your free speech to argue against it. Not by screaming and shouting, but speaking out. You know what? We'll be back after this break. We'll talk about it some more. Talking with Joe Semiarna from The Reality Check, and we're talking about the left-wing loons in the United States. Don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Pop. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I'm joined by Joe Simiarna from The Reality Check, and he's calling in from the other side of the world, Australia, and he's talking about the left-wing lunacy in the United States, because yes, everyone else is seeing what the left-wing loons are doing in this country. Thank you for joining me tonight, Joe.
Thank you, Kimberly. It's great to be talking back to yesterday.
And then, hey, I'm talking to tomorrow.
Yes.
This is fabulous.
For the future.
And I'm back to the future. Ooh. We could do a concept with that.
We could. there's something, I read a lot of history, right? I'm right into that, I've read a lot of books and things. I don't know if many of your listeners do like history, but I delve right into things, and I notice things, as I was saying before, with the Muriel Boatlift crisis from the 1980s, and mm-hmm. also I was looking at something the other day, and I was reading about Constantine the Great, And he's like Trump in a way. His statue even looks like him if you want to look it up. And when he was emperor of Rome, he actually became Christian at the end, and he enacted administrative and financial, social, and military reforms to strengthen the empire. And all of his, you could call them senators, didn't like this, you see, and they brought him down, and they allowed open borders, and gangs and thieves, they were called the Goths, I think, came in and separated and divided the country, and it collapsed. So, you know, and they were gangs of thieves and beggars came in and just overthrew the realm. That's how it collapsed, actually. And I'm just thinking, isn't it similar? History repeating itself, and it's the same thing now with Trump. He's doing all these reforms. The senators don't want nothing to do with it, and they want open borders to divide. And your country's divided by people who are believing something and not the other. It's just a bit spooky, actually.
There's a lot of things that kind of mirror other times in history, I think, that we should learn lessons from. We should always learn lessons. One of the problems with the left is they never learn lessons from history. They just keep repeating it over and over and over again, hoping that one of these times it'll work. You know, like with their socialism and the different things like that.
You know,
and
what?
They never learn.
With the socialism thing, you got the world watching there, right? And I can tell you now that Australia, they're actually biting their fingernails right now, because we're allies with you Americans at the moment with the ANZUS Treaty and everything else. If you actually start this socialism stuff, you're going to have possibly Canada, France, Australia, New Zealand looking at you in a different way. And, you know,
idiots.
And now you've got Trump saying that he's going to tear up the treaty that Reagan did. For nuke deals. I think he's having fun with you there, but because actually the way it's done is you have to have a Senate vote to repeal a treaty. So I think he's having fun with the media to see how they're all going to react. And you could probably have Pelosi and Schumer coming out tonight saying, oh, look, you can't do it, and not knowing that that's not how it works anyway.
Right. But of course they don't know how it works.
China
they're
and
senators.
Russia are allies, so they, you know, it's getting a bit spooky there. And what was that lady, Nikki Haley, screaming at the UN wanting everything before? And was he General Kelly, the four-star General Kelly?
Yep.
He was actually saying, you know, what's going on? You know, he's the one who's putting a stop to all this, and he knows how it works. Not some lunatic who has no military background, has never shot a BB gun, telling them what's what, and we've got to attack this and throw tomahawks to Syria and all this other stuff. But that's what they want.
Right.
They want a war. And they think that's the best thing
right
now.
But I agree. No, of course it's not. Nothing is ever good about war. But I agree that seems to be what they are itching for. It really seems to be that they're pushing in different areas to get that to happen.
Yeah, they are. And there's no diplomacy. They seem to think that spilling blood is going to get things done. That's not how it should be done. And a lot of other world leaders are looking at this as well. And they're itchy about it. So it's not just the American senators and the liberals and the Democrats fighting for Americans. And the rest of the world leaders are watching, including us. And we're like, hey, we don't like what's going on here. And if you're going to have open borders to let everybody in there, they're going to get American citizenship. They're going to come here. You know, and you've already got these outbreaks with diseases happening now, just recently in New Jersey. Look at that. They don't know what that is. And it's killed six kids already. You're not vetting anybody. And they say it's racist if you profile them. No, that's the law. But no, people don't want to know about the law. It's not going to get better. And I actually think that with these caravans, just my personal opinion, because I look at the big picture here, I think something is going to be falsely staged towards those caravans. They will get hurt somehow. And the Democrats are going to say, Trump, you should have let him in. Look what happened.
Yep.
That's what I'm just seeing. I just have this feeling. I don't know.
I put nothing past the left ever. So I don't doubt it. I mean, I used to think, have you ever heard the phrase, I can't even?
Yeah.
So I say that, I used to say that all the time, like, I can't even, like, I just can't even believe the left was doing this or that or the other thing. And finally, my can't even button broke. Because they do so many insane things that I never put anything past them. Just when you think they can't get more ridiculous, they do something more ridiculous. I never, ever put anything past them when it comes to this kind of thing, because that's how insane they are. And they won't stop.
Bolton? Well, that guy named Bolton, he was saying he had all these weapons of mass destruction for Iraq and Bush's administration?
Yeah.
Was his name Bolton? And what happened
Michael,
there?
Yeah.
Is he doing it again? Is he the one feeding Trump with all this nonsense about Russia and their overdone their nuclear arms? Who knows? But look, there's about 1.6 million veterans here in America and Australia who can't even, because your government senators lied to its people to start the Vietnam War back in the day down at the Gulf of Tonkin. So, you know, it's, what do you expect? You really want to believe them now?
Oh no, that's the thing, right? Well, that's the thing. Who do you believe? And what do you believe? And that's why I always tell people, verify, verify, verify. You can't trust the mainstream media because they aren't doing their job. It's other certain people that have escaped from the mainstream media that are actual journalists that are really doing a good job. It's really, really hard to keep up and pay attention when you can't really trust anybody to be telling you the truth. It's really a bad feeling, and this has been going on for a while. It's not.
Oh yeah.
It's not the Trump administration.
It
wasn't even Obama. Obama got a little bit worse, but it's just getting worse and worse. It seems because you just have no idea who's telling the truth anymore.
Yeah, well, it's now it's like no holds barred. Now everybody's like, we don't care. Now we're going to get this election, and we're going to get anywhere we can, so we can get whatever we want: socialism and Cory Booker giving away $50,000 to poor black children. Look, the rest of the world is watching this, and this is a witch hunt, and that's it. It's plain and simple. It's not about how much your media is telling you which way it's going or your publications. The people in America, the real patriots of America who know what their forefathers and their grandfathers fought and died for in the wars in all the world, you know, what society was, innovators and challengers. That's what they came from. That's their blood. That's what they came. Even the immigrants that came to America, they came there for that reason, not to make it theirs and lie. You know, it's a witch hunt.
Yeah.
And everyone
exactly.
is watching, Kim. That's all I got to say. Really.
No, exactly. No, before, because I always mess up at the end. Before we get cut off, tell people where they can find you so they can hear you more during the rest of the week than here.
Oh, if they want to find me, they can find me on Eon FM on Facebook page, and I got a talkback show there on Friday nights. And also, if you want to see any posts or news or anything that we put up, is on the weekly roundup page on Facebook. And if you really want to find me, you can find me down here under my bed.
You're hiding from all the big spiders down there, aren't you?
That's right, and the big roos, the 12-foot-long roos with the big claws. Because they're all breeding at the
I've seen those, but only in video.
We had all these nice people in the chats there, Ron and Larry and Donna and Ed and all of them there. They're all nice. And Dave, got to say hi to Dave and Zell. And don't forget Tammy. She's doing a wonderful job there while Joe's cleaning off the flying monkey stuff that's left on his roof tiles there.
Tammy is fabulous. So you've been listening to The Real Side. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe Messina, who will be back tomorrow. You can follow me at New Hampshire Political Buzz and GraniteRock.com, or find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us tonight. We look forward to talking to you all again. Have a great night, everyone. And remember, get out and vote.